to the Twitter wars now. MSNBC's Morning Joe hosts Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough wrote an op-ed in today's Washington Post titled, "Donald Trump is Not Well." Responding to his tweet yesterday, he said they begged to come to Mar-a-Lago, but she was bleeding from a facelift. They wrote he begged them to come, and she didn't have a facelift. Surely TV viewers would notice that. Then today, Joe Scarborough said Trump aides once tried to blackmail him and Mika for friendlier coverage by threatening a bad National Enquirer article. The president tweeted that Scarborough called him to kill an Enquirer article. Scarborough tweeted back, "What's wrong with you? I have emails to prove it." It's been like watching a couple argue over who broke up first, but it's the president of the United States. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, joins us for a look at the news through social media. And Femi, we have to start with these tweets. Yesterday, the personal attack on a woman's face, and to some that was appalling. Lots of lawmakers getting on Twitter to ask the president to stop. Then this tweet today, it's charges of blackmail. What are people saying?
This Washington Post opinion piece by the two co-hosts of Morning Joe is peppered with one-liners. I'm almost thinking they're thinking, what will be the one-liners that people will want to tweet? They're literally lifting out bits from this op-ed and putting it on Twitter. Here's one. The 45th president is setting the poorest of standards for our children. And then Mika, the co-host of Morning Joe, actually addressing straight on the charges of plastic surgery. And she says, "I had my chin tweaked. I'm pretty transparent about what I do." That's that. Then, this is really curious, Robin, here. Exactly 24 hours to the minute, a new tweet from @RealDonaldTrump. And he has a little analysis of the show that he watched earlier on this morning. And he watched Morning Joe. This is what he says about Morning Joe. He watched the low-rated @MorningJoe for the first time in a long time. Fake news. And he called me to stop a National Enquirer article. I said no. Bad show. So you know definitely what the president was watching this morning.
Well, and he was responding to this really, I mean, I wonder where this will go. You know, this Joe Scarborough claim that President Trump's aides actually wrote him and threatened a, you know, bad coverage in the National Enquirer unless the president got better coverage on the show. Well, we're probably going to hear more about that. But there's other social media news. You wanted us to know about an NRA ad that's been generating reaction online. In it, a woman talks about people in the U.S. using the media and schools to further their agenda, teaching children that their president is another Hitler, trying to convince people to protest and smash windows and burn cars. And then there's this.
"The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place."
Femi, what are people saying?
This ad has been out for a little while. It's been out for about 2 months. And as all things viral, you can never quite work out, why did this particularly go viral now? Why is everybody talking about it? And it's because of that last phrase there, the clenched fist of truth. Now, people who are not supporters of the NRA are saying it is encouraging gun owners and potential gun owners to go out and commit some kind of violence, to use their guns in a way that is retaliating. And the symbol that's being used is a clenched fist, which is a symbol that's being used under the phrase resist, which is the pushback to the Trump administration. So it's almost as if the NRA is using the icons and the language of the resistance in order to have that conversation. Of course, it is a recruitment ad. It's supposed to be controversial. The NRA ad is doing just what it intended to do.
Yeah, I just want to mention something quickly because there is another media story that was overshadowed by the MSNBC story, and it involves Greta Van Susteren, a Fox host for 14 years, hired in MSNBC just 6 months ago and tweeted out five words, "I am out at MSNBC."
And that was it. She'd been at MSNBC for 6 months. There was a lot of sympathy and empathy underneath that tweet. It reached about 15,000 people just by that one tweet. And then, of course, all the media organizations picked up on it as well. So I suppose it's a good way of spreading the bad news immediately, just saying, I'm done. I'm done with MSNBC.
It's kind of interesting because Jeremy and I were saying she would get a lot of, you know, people more to the right on MSNBC. She'd get a lot of Republicans on and maybe more diversity of voices. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thanks for looking at the news through social media.
I'm off to look at some presidential tweets.